Praised be Jesus and Mary. In today's first reading, St. Paul's making the distinction between justification by the law and justification by faith and love. He tells us that no one's going to be saved by the laws of the Old Covenant, and that it is faith in Jesus that is the only way to anyone that's going to be justified. Our Lord mentions a similar issue in the Gospel. He points out that the Pharisees are very scrupulous about washing the outside of the cup and the dish, but inside things are filthy. In other words, you know, their body's nice and clean, but their soul's a mess. Sort of like some Catholics who, you know, show up for Mass, but pay no attention, you know, and just go through the motions. You know, they don't put their heart into anything. And then they say, but, you know, I went to Mass, so I'm justified. God should be happy with me because I actually showed up at church. You know, why should God be happy? They honored him with their lips, but their hearts were far from him. You know, there's no internal prayer. And this is precisely the point that our Lord is making. St. Paul is very clear that if we want to be justified, it's going to be through faith and through love. So if we're going to profess our belief in Jesus, then we have to act upon that belief. For example, as we receive Holy Communion, you know, we shouldn't approach the communion roll as though nothing's going to happen. I mean, you see people with their hands in their pockets and they're looking around. And, you know, rather, we should make sure that we're seeking to have the proper disposition to receive Jesus. And as we return to the pews, that we maintain that interior disposition and immerse ourselves in prayer so that we're united with Jesus who dwells within our heart and our soul at that moment. You know, this is the kind of faith that our Lord is looking for, to make sure that we're doing what's required by God, you know, not in a legalistic sense, but rather doing what's required by God out of love, which means that if we love, you know, we'll do what's required, not merely because we have to, but because we love God, and therefore we'll naturally do what is right and proper.